I'll give you an example. What's going to be if Reuven owns a lot of wheat, and his one cob, like 1 pound of wheat, fell into his neighbor's 10 pounds of wheat? Fell in. Is Yoichel Alois, you want to tell me now that his friend has the right to eat up all these 11 pounds now? Yoichel Alois v'chodi. He could eat up all these 11 pounds and be happy about it. In other words, it's like Zayla. Like even though one person has 10 pounds of flour, and the other person only has 1 pound, and now his 1 pound fell into your 10 pounds, Shlomaitz, and now you have 11 pounds of flour here. So it doesn't give you a right to eat all these 11 pounds, because Shlomaitz, the 1 pound is still mine, like he can't steal from me. So he meant to say here also, true, one Isha owns the flour, that's the flour, that's the main part of the dough. But the other lady gave her water, gave her salt. Lamaisa, the salt and the water is in this dough. So this dough now, like his owns partly her, partly her. So how could you say it should be bottled? She owns it, it's hers. Why should it be bottled? So therefore, Hilchos Tchumim should also, this dough should not be let it go further than both of them could go. In other words, there's no bit of brave here. Because Lamaisa, she owns it. She still owns the water. I let you use my water. But Lamaisa, this is the water that at the beginning of Yom Tov belonged to your friend. So at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was her water, it was her salt. How far could this water go now on Yom Tov? Only as far as she could walk. So now that she gave you her water and you put it into your dough, it's the same thing. The water and the dough can't go further than the owner of the water could go. So what do you mean? It's but the brave, it's still there. So that's what Rabba wanted to answer. On this, the Gemara says, Achicho Alei. They laughed at him. Because even though Rabbah made a tefillah that happened to Hashem, they should not laugh at him. He should say something they should accept. It didn't help his tefillah. They still laughed at him. Omalu, Sir Rabbah told them, Gulisaychu shakli, did I take away your coat? Like, how come you're laughing at me? Rashi, Mabushchem lakachti shatem eschachim alai. Did I take away your clothing that you're laughing at me? And I was, what are you laughing at me for? So what happened was, Hodu achicho alai. They left at him in Lachamol, they left at him Vaita, they kept on laughing at him. No, kids at the Kasha, how come they left at him talk, even though they said something that they didn't agree with him? In other words, they hold his teretz not a good teretz. They hold the Kasha was a good Kasha. They held that still that water should be bottled brave, should be bottled here. So they didn't like his answer to say it's not bottled. Since they didn't like it, they laughed at him. Of course, still a Kasha like you, because somebody says something you don't like, you don't go to laugh at him. So that goes out the Chassam Sofer as the Kasha, he has a answer of Pshetl here. I think it was something to do with the fact that the Baba, you see, at the beginning, he made a tefillah. He didn't stand stage to say something to Semis. He made a tefillah that should accept what I'm saying. He cared what people said about it. That's what he cared about. But since Midi Kenegad Midi, since all you cared was what people said about you, well, you got it back that they take a lift at you. If you would have davened like that, I should say Emes, like Hashem shouldn't mind, that would have been better. But just to say that other people shouldn't mind, so you got it back to start to lift at him. All right, but the kids said the left, they didn't like his answer. Omar Rav Asher said, Shafir over the Achichole, Yishinah Rabab, it's very good. They laughed at you, they had a right to laugh at you. In other words, your answer is not a good answer. My Shinoah, how come, Chitim Besarim Deloy Komalu? Your example that you answered back, you said, if somebody has a pound of wheat and falls into his friend's 10 pounds of wheat, like it's not bottle. So Rav Asher said, how come you didn't give a different example? Why didn't you give an example of my 1 pound of wheat fell into your 10 pounds of barley? How come you didn't say min b'shein minay? Heis ma'ishino achitim b'sarim deloy kamalu. How come you didn't say the example of wheat would fall into your friend's barley? Tehevilu min b'shein minay. That would be a min of wheat to falling into a min of barley. It's two different minim. It's min b'shein minay or min b'shein minay bottle. That for sure you're also asking that the locher is min u'shein minay's bottle. Like there you wouldn't ask any questions. There you would agree to that question that the chitim should be bottled in barley. But you're only asked that here it should look like it's wheat and wheat. So Rabbi Shi said, no, chitim bechitim nami. Even wheat and wheat is also bottled. Nehi de la Rabbi Yehuda lay bottled, true. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, he holds min b'minu is not bottled. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But la halacha is la rabbonin. According to the Rabbonin Shita, mevato bottle. The Rabbonin say even min b'min is also bottle. Even wheat and wheat is also bottle. All you have min b'min is bottle. If you have a meat that's treif, falls into other meat that's kosher, that's called min b'min, they're both a type of a meat. You don't know which. You have three steaks here. One steak is treif and the other two are kosher. They fall together. You don't know what's what. The locher is chad b'treif is bottle midraisim. So it is bottle. according to the Rabbanon. Even though it's min b'minoi, according to the Rabbanon, we owe the lach, it is bottle. There also, even wheat that falls into wheat, according to Rabbanon, it is bottle. So what did you answer back? Wheat and wheat is not bottle. No, wheat and wheat is also bottle. So therefore, they asked a good question on the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say this dough now can't go further than the Isha that owns the water? When the water went into the dough, the water should become bottle. So they asked a good question. Omalei Rav Safra. So Rav Safra said back to Moshe like this. Moshe, like a lashon of a shvua to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, Shapa Kamrit, are you saying good now? Are you, Rav Moshe, saying a good taina right now? Rashi says, Shapa Kamrit, but to me, like a question, Kolema. Why do you agree with the laughing that they laughed? In other words, you're agreeing to the question they asked on the Mishnah, and you're saying, Taka, true, it's a good question. Why do you agree to that question? Didn't you hear what Rav Chiya from Kutusvoi said over Mishmei the Rav, that he said over the name of Rav like this, that Haboy Rertzroiris, if you go down to your friend's gur in his silo, in his storehouse of wheat. He has a lot of wheat there. Everybody knows sometimes in the warehouse there's some pebbles in the wheat also. So if you go down to your friend and do him a favor and pick out all the pebbles out of their wheat, you should know, chayiv shalom loy demechitim. You are master them now. And you have to pay him back how much, like say, took out a pound worth of the pebbles, you have to pay him back for a pound worth of chitim of wheat. Because the ma'isa, when you have the pebbles inside the wheat, you sell the wheat with the pebbles. It's a normal thing. Nobody goes to check out the wheat before they sell it. So Mela, if I would have sold it the way it is, I would have had 100 pounds of wheat there. Now because you took out 10 pounds of pebbles, I only have 90 pounds of wheat. So you were mastering me 10 pounds worth of wheat. If you wouldn't have taken out the pebbles, I could have sold 100 pounds of wheat. And it wouldn't be gzela. Because everybody knows that's the way you buy wheat. You buy wheat with pebbles inside it also. So that's flour with amas to wheat. So now that you went down and took out the pebbles, you're chayiv. Is haburit sororis migrenish shachaveri chayiv the shalom le demechitim. Alma, what do you say? Kilo chasre. It's called you are mastered, you lost, you took away something from him. Even those pebbles by itself are worth nothing. They're not worth 2 cents, the pebbles. Because what you took out of his pile is not worth 2 pennies. Still, you have to pay him $10. What do you have to pay him back $10 for? Because the ma'isa, what he has is his value. Kilo chasre, you ruined something of his. So, hochinam here also tell you, kilo chasre, you have something of mine here. In other words, the isha lema'isa gave away her water. Her water she doesn't have anymore. True, you want to say, my water, you can't see the water anymore now. It went into the dough. It became part of the dough. It's boto ahilchas iser. But lema'isa, my water is there. The ma'isa, you saved yourself money. You don't have to buy water. You used my water. So since my water is there, my water in Hilchas Yisur maybe is bottom, but in Hilchas Momnis though it still belongs to me. Since it still belongs to me, that's Pshan the Mishnah. That's why the Mishnah says that if one neighbor gives the water, you have to know the water now is a part of this dough, and this dough cannot be taken further than the bialim of the water also. The Rashi says. Nobody cleans out the wheat. And the ma, when you buy wheat, you buy it with the pebbles. So by you taking out the 10 pounds of pebbles, you ruined me, you lost me 10 pounds of wheat. Alma, what do we see? Kilo chasre. Since at the beginning I had 100 pounds of wheat, and now we only have 90 pounds of wheat, you have to pay me for what's missing. The Yafagav Lemidishov, even though these 10 pounds of pebbles are not worth a penny. The Kol Shrei Mayim Melech, for sure, in our Mishnah, where one Isha has the flour, true. But she doesn't have water. Now her neighbor comes and gives her the water and the salt. The Lebatli Bemutayil, the Midi the Taimil, like here for sure it's a Svar Rashi saying. Water and salt gives a taste into the dough, it makes no dough. So for sure it should not be bottom. Mishrim Chiyuba de Mamayna, Lebatli Bemutayil. And for sure, as the chiyuv moment, in other words, you took something of mine, lema'isa, you have my water there. You have my salt there. Cost money, cost 5 cents, cost 10 cents. But lema'isa, my salt and my 10 cents of water is in your dough. So you can't say my water is not here at all. Like you a chasra, you have my money there. So lema'isa is called to have something by you. So since I have something by you, my water is not bottled, it's not like it's not there at all. The water is inside the dough. And since the water at the beginning of Yom Tov belonged to your friend, and the water then was currently shvisa by your friend. So the water could only go as far as your friend could go. Therefore now this dough could only go as far as both of you can go. But lemais, not both the bride, because lemais, there's something there, the water is doing something. First of all, Rashi says, Momin, yes, your value is there. And secondly, it's nice in time, it's the time of the water and the salt makes good taste here in the dough. Omalay Abaya said back like this. Don't you understand there's a difference? Bein momen sheyesh loy toivin, le momen shein loy toivin. Momen sheyesh loy toivin means money that somebody comes to ask for it. There's an owner to it. Toivin means somebody comes to say, I want my money back. He's collecting his money. So in a case where somebody's collecting his money, it has one halacha. To a place where nobody's collecting his money, it's a different halacha. Rashi says, loy shoni loy. Tell you, it's moment shein loy toivin hayoyim. Nobody's coming back to collect his money today on Yom Tov. Who the yeshatinu nalei adli achi Yom Tov? I borrowed you my water today. I borrowed you my salt today. I don't expect to get it back today. You don't have to pay it back to me today. You'll pay it back to me after Yom Tov. So today on Yom Tov, now that I gave you the water, there's nobody collecting the water anymore. The water now is yours, so it's part of you. V'yein lo b'yisa zu el yisa shvisa. In other words, this, the money of the water, your friend is not going to come and ask for you today. Yom Tov, she says, I'm giving it to you today, you keep it, do what you want. Tomorrow I'll get you, give it back different water. But today this water is yours. So my to the water, nobody's coming to collect to say, you have my water, I want my water back. So now, is the water in the dough? You want to say, Lamaisa, as far as the mumness goes, the money tracker, you have your money in the dough. But since you're not asking back for the money today, we don't look at you as the owner of the money, as the owner of the water. Just the question is, where is the water? Is the water still in the dough or not? That's the regular loch of bitter brave. There's such a thing that mim b'sheminu is bottle. You have water in the dough, and most of it is dough. The water you can't even see anymore. That should be a cloud. It should be bottle brave. That's what Gabbai asked back like. The question is still a good question they ask. True, when somebody owns his money, like by the chitim, you like stole from me 10 pounds worth of wheat, and I want it back from you. So Avadi, you have to give it back to me. But here right now, I give you my water, I say, you keep it today, I'm not asking it back for today. So today, the water doesn't belong to me like now, it's yours now. I'm not going to ask back for this water anymore today. So we just have to ask, is there water in the dough or not? So that's a look, a bit of bright, you don't see the water. It should be like it's not there anymore. So now the question they asked before is good on our Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say the dough can't go further? Then both of them know. It should only be up to the one that owns the flour. Because that's the main thing that's here. The water really should be bottled, right? Ah, you said about money. Here, since nobody's asking for the money back today, that's called mama, shein le toivim. So about it should be bottled. Omalei said this. So Rav Safra said back to Abaya. Vilataymeh, according to your reasoning, that bit of brave is totally in ownership. That Rav Chizda said that nevela is betela b'shchuta, or nevela could be really boto b'shchuta. It's going according to Rav Yehuda Shita, that Rav Yehuda holds min b'mina usually is not boto. If you have two pieces of meat here, three pieces of meat, one is kosher and one is treif, but since they're both the type of a meat, Rav Yehuda holds min b'mina is not boto. That's his Shita. But they make a chiluk though. Sometimes even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that min b'mina is bottle. In other words, it's not really considered the same type of a min. What does that mean like this? Chizda says, nevela b'teila b'shchuta. If you have a basar nevela, it falls into 10 pieces of meat, that's a shchuta, that's kosher. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to eat all 11 pieces now. The nevela is bottle b'shchuta. Why? Lefi sheyefsha l'shchuta sh'tiyas nevela. Because the shchuta can never become into a nevela. In other words, a nevela is like this. When an animal dies without a shchita, it's called a nevela. A nevela is luchas tumah. There's tumas nevela. If you touch it, you carry it, it's metamiyu. That's what it's called. What about a shchuta? Once you shechted the animal now, you're allowed to eat, and it doesn't have anything tumah. Our animals that we eat, there's not makabot, it's not tumah. There's no tumah, it doesn't have tumah. Could it become treif now? No, can't become treif anymore. Once it's kosher, it's kosher. Could it have tumas nevela now? No, it can't get tumas nevela anymore. So it comes out the nevela, there's one piece of nevela here. It's falling into two pieces of shchuta dik meat. Now, if the shchuta dik meat can never change over and be like the nevela, that's called bishchuta.
That's like you have two different pieces here. You have a piece of novella that's treif, that's osa, that's tomer, falling into a piece of mitzvah shchuta, kosher. So therefore, the piece of the shchuta, which is ein aminoi, could be part of the novella. So if one piece of novella falls into 10 pieces of shchuta, because the shruta, the heta, the roiv that wants to be mevatel can't change over to the yisr. The other way, what about a shruta ain't a betel of a nevela? Let's say the opposite way. You have one piece of meat that's shruta. It falls in now to three pieces of meat that's nevela. And they all get mixed up. So my subshit, you're not allowed to eat any of them because you don't know which one's the nevela. So what's the nafkumina? He says though that the shruta now does not become an avela. The nafkumina is, would you get malchus feeding it? If you'd say now that the shruta is bottle in the three of the avela, so the shruta now like turns over to be an avela also. Therefore, any piece of meat eat now, a kazayas of the meat, you would get malchus. Because the avela, the shruta is also bottle to the avela. So he says, no, nothing doing. The shruta, the head of the meat, does not change over to get the same din of the avela. It's not bottled in the novella. Therefore, if you eat a kezias of this meat, you will not get malchus. Because we have a suffix, which kezias did you eat? Did you eat the kezias of the novella? Or did you eat the kezias of the shruta? Therefore, malchus you wouldn't get. Now, why is it not bottled? Lefi she'efsher le'novella she'teyas ha'shruta. Because the novellas, they could change over to be like the shruta. In other words, an animal that died without a shechita, right now it's an novella. Right now it has tumor on it. Right now it has nisr on it. But there's a way that novella could become heter. How can it be novella? When it becomes saruach, when it becomes spoiled so much that you can't eat it anymore. Once it's any royal achilas ger, when a person can't eat it anymore, becomes so spoiled that a person can't eat it, then the yisr is paka. The yisr goes off it. The tumor goes off it. The yisr goes off it. So the mind said, this piece of meat that's novella, it's possible that at a time, it will have the same din like a shruta. It's possible to change over to be like a shruta. So since the novella could have the same din like the shruta, that's called min b'minoi, that's not bottle according to Rav Yehuda. That's what Rav Chisda says. So you see, according to Rav Chisda, that min b'minoi here is not bottle according to Rav Yehuda in this case. So the Gemara says, hochinam here also. The chayis le bailim le bottle. That when they have bailim, also it's not bottle by us. Yes, so we're bringing around here the evil according to Yehudi Shita that holds min b'min is bottle. That's only when the two things, min b'min is not bottle. That's only when the two things could look like one. They could both come like one. But over here, you see when the shruta can't become in the vela, it looks like two separate things. Then the loch it would be bottle according to Yehuda. So when one isha gave over water to the other one, she really is her water. So hachinami the chiyist le bailam le botla. When they have bailam, it should not be botla. In other words, your first svar was that wherever you have ownership bailam, that's when it's not botla. By mom and shein le toivim, then it could be botla. Tomorrow says it's not totally in bailam. The chiyitayim, maybe you want to tell me hachinami that it is totally in bailam. You have to own it. That's what makes it not botla. But tiny we learn not like that. That it's not totally in ownership. That Omer Rabbi Yechon and Benuri that cheftzei hefke koinim shvisim. You should know chefse hefka. Things that don't belong to anybody, it's hefker. On Yom Tov or on Shabbos, it's kohen shvisa. That means afal pi shein lo bailim. Even though there's no ownership here, nobody owns it, it's hefker. Still, the lacher is kohen shvisa. That you're not allowed to take it outside the tchum. So what do you have to say? Doimim kimi sheish lem bailim. Doimim kimi sheish lem bailim. There it looks as if it has bailim. Yeah. So you want to know, the question was, when somebody owns something, a bailim makes a difference here. So since when you have an owner, it shouldn't be bottle. Now we're saying, no, you see, even if you don't have an owner, if there's no bailim, still it's kohen shvisa. So whether you have a bailim or you don't have a bailim, it shouldn't make a difference. So therefore, since it shouldn't make a difference, it should also be bottle brayv. So the question was still a good question. How come in the Mishnah, how come the water and the salt is not bottle brayv to the flour? You wanted to say, since there's an owner involved, the owner makes the difference. But now we see, according to Rabbi Yechon and Benuri, even without an owner, cheftzei hefker, things that belong to hefker is also kohen shvisa. Afal pi shein lem bailim.
is doimin to mishesh lo bailam, as if it has bailam.
So therefore it's good the Mishnah why it's not bottle. Hey, since, like we said before, your only question was because it's mamin shein lo bailam. But now it's saying, even though it's saying lo bailam, it's as if it has bailam. That's the reason why it's not bottle in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, Omalei, that Abaye is a batter of Safra. No, it's still not good, the Mishnah. Miko madmis yisur lemamoina. How could you learn out Isser from Momin? Isser takir is bottle. Takir is true, it should be bottle. But memoina lay bottle, you should know Momin is not bottle. So true, now is that you brought a rai before, you're saying by money, that if somebody owns a chitim, or if somebody takes away the pebbles, he has to pay back for it. As far as the money goes, you have to pay. For the Chur, here it's an Issadik in the Halacha. Here it's a Shal Negev Tichumim. How far are you allowed to walk on Yom Tif? So this is an Issadik Halacha. Negev Tis, attack, it should be Bota Barev. So we're still back to the Kash. How come in the Mishnah, the water or the salt is not Bota Barev? So in this, the Gemara finally comes off a time of my, what's the real reason why it's not bottled in the Mishnah? So Abaye says, attack the Gzeira. Shematas Issa Beshutvis. Alright, turn over. All right, turn over. In other words, the money taka still belongs to the friend. The question is an isadik aloch here. Al isad tchumim we're talking about now. We want to know on Yom Tiv, how far can you walk with this cake now? So the aloch is the cake is, it can only go 2,000 amis, like the owner. So the question is, who is the owner in the geir to ilchus tchumim? Now tchumim is an isadik aloch, that's the geir to iser. The Rabbanan said you can't walk more than 2,000 amas out. So if two people own things together, the chayfas can't be taken more than both of them could go. Now the question is, why do you say the other neighbor has something here? She only put water into the dough. The water should be bottled. So the hilchas tchumim is an isadik halacha. It's not a question of money. Does she have to pay back or not? She'll have to pay you back the water. True. But now the question is on Yom Tif itself, where are we allowed to walk with this dough? How far can we take it? That's the Shalom Yisurim. So for Yisurim, Avad, it should be bottle brave still. So we're still back to Akash and the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say it's not bottle? So Mora says, but time Lamai, like what's the Maskonon? Why in our Mishnah does the Mishnah say, when one lady has the flour, and another lady gives the water, that you can't take this dough further, then both of them could go? Why? Why isn't her portion bottle to the Hilchas Tumim? So Abaye Ram Abaye says, it's a Gzeirataka. Shema Yas Yisa Beshutfis. We're afraid if you'll see that this time, when you have two people making the dough together, true here, one put the flour, one put the water. The water should have been bought the bread. So you want to say only go after the person to put the flour. But if that would be the halacha, people would think, who adin, when you have two people putting equal amounts of flour also, when you have real partners in the dough, also, each one could take it wherever he wants to go. And in such a case, nothing doing. When two people own the flour together, then for sure there's no din bit of bread. You own this much flour, I own this much flour. So you can't take the dough on Yom Tif further away than both of us could go. So it's Xero, even though here now the water should be bottled, and it should be allowed to go only where the Isha of the flour is. We make Xero though, Shematas Isha B'Shutfis. Maybe in the case you'll be partners really in the flour, and then you can't go further than both of them. So now also, even though one only gave the water, we gave it the same halacha, you can't go further than both of them. Rav Ram Rav says another teretz. Tavlin, the question was about the spices. So the Isha lent you spices. You asked the question, why isn't the bottle brave? The teretz says, le time me avida. For a time of like bottle. Like when you put the spices into the dough, you taste it. Even though it's a small amount, but when you eat, taste this, you put sugar in. You taste it, tastes sweet now. You can't say the sugar is bottle brave there. Anytime you can taste the ingredient, you can taste this there, that's a lock, it's not bottle. So therefore it's not bottle brave here. Rashi says, there's no machlekes here. Adi Abaye Lamar, Shoni Chod, Ma Shoni Chod. Both reasons are takaremis. Since it's a tam is not bottle. Whenever you taste it, it's not bottle. What?